අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරයෙන් දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර.
Hello children, welcome you to Ruhunu Guru Gedara educational program. I'm Chaturi Bandara, a teacher of Suryaveva National School. In this lesson, you are going to learn how to use adverbs properly. This is a grade 11 lesson. At the end of my lesson, you will be able to use adverbs appropriately. Let's start the lesson. I'm going to read two sentences. Listen carefully. The old man walks slowly. The old man walks slowly. Dear children, can you find the verb in this sentence? Can you find the verb in this sentence? Yes, very good. Walk is the verb in this sentence. Now, can you tell me another word which describes the action of this sentence? Another word which describes the action of this sentence. I'll read the sentence again. The old man walks slowly. If I ask, how does this old man walk? What is the answer? Yes, very good. He walks slowly. Now, pay your attention to this word slowly. This word slowly describes the action of the old man. The word slowly describes the action of the old man. This is my second sentence. Listen, he drives carelessly. He drives carelessly. Here, the verb is drive, and how does he drive? Yes, he drives carelessly. So, the word carelessly describes how he drives. Now, let's pay attention to these two words. What are the two words? Slowly and carelessly. These two words describe the actions of these two people. So, we call them adverbs. We call them adverbs. If I say further, adverbs describe verbs. Commonly, adverbs are formed by adding ly to adjectives. Dear children, commonly, adverbs are formed by adding ly to adjectives. Let's see some examples. Beautiful, beautifully. Happy, happily. Careful, carefully. With this idea, let's do a small activity. Hope you all ready with textbooks and task sheets. Now look at your task sheet, lesson number 15, activity 1. Lesson number 15, activity 1. Underline the adverbs. You can see 5 sentences here. Let's read them first. Snails goes, number one, snail goes slowly. Number two, she walks slowly. Number three, teacher speaks loudly. Number four, we will meet tomorrow. Number five, sister makes sandwiches deliciously. I think you can find adverbs easily. Let's see first one. A snail goes slowly. Yes, slowly is the adverb here as it explains how snail goes. Number two, she walks slowly. So, the adverb here also is slowly. Number three, teacher speaks loudly. What is the adverb here? Very good. Loudly is the adverb. Number four, we will meet tomorrow. We will meet tomorrow. In this sentence, we can't see an adverb with ly. So, what is the adverb here? Can you guess? First, tell me, what is the verb here? What is the verb here? Yes, will meet is the verb in this sentence. Pay your attention to the word tomorrow. Pay your attention to the word tomorrow. It tells us when they will meet. So, that also describes the verb. Because of that, tomorrow is the adverb in this sentence. Let's see number five. Sister makes sandwiches deliciously. Here, the adverb is deliciously. Hope you all found the adverbs correctly, as it is an easy activity. Now, children, basically, adverbs tell how something is happened or where something is happened and when something is happened. Shall I repeat it? Basically, adverbs tell how something is happened or where something is happened and when something is happened. At the same time, adverbs further describe manner, place, frequency, and degree of an action. All right, with this idea, look at the grid given in your task sheet. Look at the grid given in your task sheet. You can see the facts I told are given in the grid with some examples. Let's read it together. Look at the first column. It is about adverbs of manner. What are the examples given? Easily, happily, loudly, quickly, sadly, silently. This describes how the action is happened. Now let's see the second column. It is about the frequency. It tells how often the action is happened. Examples are always, every day, frequently, never, once, seldom. Let's read the third column. It is about the time of the action. Examples are after, before, early, now, today, yesterday. Now look at the last column. It is about the place of the action. Examples given are inside, near, outside, there, home, here. It tells us where the action is happened. Even this is a lengthy description, I know these words are familiar to you. Okay, children, now let's move on to our next activity. Activity 2 in your task sheet. Activity 2 in your task sheet. Read the given sentences and fill in the blanks. Write the type of the adverb used in the given space. Here you can see 5 sentences and words are given below. Let's read the list of words first. Outside, now, effectively, never, frequently. Okay, now look at the first sentence. Wash your hands blank to keep away COVID-19. Can you guess the adverb we can use here? Yes, very good. We can use frequently as the answer. Shall we read the sentence now? Wash your hands frequently to keep away COVID-19. Wash your hands frequently to keep away COVID-19. There's another blank to write the type of the adverb. You can see another blank to write the type of the adverb. To get the answer, my dear children, you have to ask these questions from the verb. Then it is easy to get the answer. These are the questions you have to ask from the verb. How? Number one, how? Number 2, where? Number 3, when? Number 4, how often? So, what is the question? You can get the answer as frequently. What is the question? You can get the answer as frequently. Yes. Very good. When you ask how often, it gives the answer as frequently. So what is the type then? Yes, this is an adverb related to frequency. This is an adverb related to frequency. To do this activity, you can get the help from the above grid in your task sheet. Now look at the second sentence. Recycled papers are blank used to manufacture cardboard. recycled papers are blank used to manufacture cardboard. What is the adverb we can put to the blank? Yes, we can put the adverb effectively. What is the answer? Effectively. Then the sentence is, recycled papers are effectively used to manufacture cardboard. Recycled papers are effectively used to manufacture cardboards. Then what is the type of this adverb? Again, you have to ask those questions from the verb. What are the questions? Can you remember? Yes. How, when, where, how often? The answer comes to the question, how. So, the type is adverbs of manner. The type is adverbs of manner. Now look, number 3. English papers are blank being answered by the students. English papers are blank being answered by the students. Yes, the answer is now. Answer is now. It tells us about the time. So, this adverb is an adverb of time. An adverb of time. Let's see sentence number 4. I will blank lie my parents. I will blank lie my parents. It is easy. I think as you are very good students, you found the answer. Yes, the answer is never. So what is the sentence again? I will never lie my parents. I will never lie my parents. And that adverb is related to adverb of frequency. Let's see the last sentence. They have gathered blank. They have gathered blank. Yes, the answer is outside. We can put the adverb outside to this blank. It tells us where the action is happened. So, it is an adverb of place. It is an adverb of place. Hope you all agree with my answers. Okay, let's look at next activity. Activity 3. Activity 3 in your task sheet. This activity is taken from your textbook, page number 38. Activity 3. In your textbook, page number 38, activity 3. The words underlined in these sentences are used incorrectly. Rewrite the sentences correctly. Let's read the sentences first. Number 1. Plants grow quick in the rich soil. Number 2. Some factories discharge their waste direct into the water bodies. Number 3. I usually use recycled paper for my greeting cards. Number 4. Our project was successful because everybody worked efficient.
Number 5, awareness programs on public health should be conducted regularly. Hope this will be an easy activity for you. Let's discuss the answers. Yes, for the first one, we have to correct it as quickly. Second one, directly. Third one, usually. Fourth one, efficiently. Fifth one, regularly. I think you got the answers correct. Dear children, leisurely go through these adverbs and try to find the types also. Now we came to end of our lesson. Today we have learnt adverbs and types of adverbs. Hope you all enjoy my lesson. I'm Chaturi Bandara, a teacher of English from Suryavevan National School. Goodbye, children. Stay safe until we meet in another interesting lesson. Thank you.
Avakashi Pasala
Meengappe Iskoole
Gamin Nagarin Dooputunta Denumaran Gedarata Ena
Poojiyape Radio Iskoole
Ruhunu Guru Gedara.